South Africa faces a contradiction. We are a leading agricultural exporter in the African continent, yet there's also a rising number of households that are food insecure. If you look at the agricultural trade data, South Africa is the only African country in the top 40 global agricultural exporters. In 2024, South Africa's agricultural exports reached a record $13.7 billion. And these exports are widespread in a range of regions and in a variety of products. For example, almost half of South Africa's agricultural exports are to the African continent, and then about 21% to Asia and the Middle East, 19% to the EU, the Americas, and the other region making up the rest of those exports. In terms of the products that South Africa sends to the world market, they are also diverse. At the top, you'll find a range of fruits, grains, red meat, wool, and other products. And of course, wine is part and parcel of those products that South Africa sends to the world market. If you look at those exports as a share of what South Africa produces in revenue terms, you realize that exports make up almost roughly half of what South Africa produces. So half of what we are producing goes to the export markets and the rest for the domestic market. And then a question can be asked to say, does South Africa send most of its food then to the world market without catering for the needs of the domestic market? And the answer to that is no. South Africa considers the supply and demand of each and every of the major 36 agricultural commodities that we produce. And what goes to the export markets is usually a share that cannot be absorbed by the natural demand domestically in South Africa. But then the contradiction comes because if you look at food security issues in South Africa, you'll appreciate that at a national level, we are a food secure country. And in fact, if you look at the Economist Global Food Security Index, you realize that South Africa ranks around 59 out of 113 countries in that index as the most food secure country. And in the sub-Saharan Africa region, South Africa is the most food secure country. And in the African continent, South Africa is the second most food secure country after Morocco. So at a high level, South Africa produces enough food, sends to the world market, and remains quite secure at a national level. And this means then we must continue to support the agricultural sector because it plays a crucial role on balancing our national food security and earning the export revenue. I've set the figure that is about $13.7 billion in 2024. And in fact, of course, we do import some products, but if you look at 2024 imports and exports, you realize that South Africa remained with the positive or a trade balance or a trade surplus of just over $6 billion, which means we produce enough food. But then the contradiction comes when one considers what Stats SA releases, which is the food security report. And that food security report not only considers the national dynamics of South African food security, but provides us with a useful view of the household level. And at a household level, it is at that position where, as a country, we have a problem. In February 2025, Stats SA released a report that covered 2019, 2022, and 2023. And of course, skipping 2020 through to 2021 because the data collection there was affected negatively by the COVID-19. And if you look at that data, the key insight that comes up is that South Africa's food insecurity, the households that are sitting in a very bad position, was at about 16% of the overall population in 2019. And that number has increased to 20% in 2023. And in fact, that's just the moderate food insecurity, moderate to severe perhaps. But if you look at the most severe one, the number is also increasing from around about 6.4% to 8% in 2023. The point being that South Africa has this contradiction of a swelling number of food insecurity, while at the same time, we see more robust agricultural sector that has placed us to a position where we are the second most food secure country in the African continent and the only African country in the top 40 global agricultural exporters. Then the question may arise as to what is going on here. And I think this is something that needs to be addressed, because if it is not addressed, it feeds into the misconception that we are already hearing in some corners that the South African agricultural sector is perhaps more concerned about exports and less concerned about the domestic needs, as well as the rising poverty that we see in South Africa. And I think if we are to approach carefully with sympathy that particular question, we have to have a look at what is going on here. And I think if we are to also formulate a suitable policy response to this very difficult problem, we have to look at what's going on here. And as best as we can tell from where I'm sitting, in terms of availability of nutritious, high-quality food, South Africa has no problem on that, which is why we sit as the net exporter of agricultural products. And prices are also affordable in South Africa. Otherwise, our products would not be as competitive in the export markets and dominating the exports. If they were expensive, you wouldn't see them in those export markets. And of course, you would not, if their quality was low, you would not see them dominating in those markets in the Europe, Asia, and elsewhere. So in terms of affordability and availability of high quality products, South Africa is good. Where the challenge arises is on the access side, which means that in South Africa, we have a high number of households that have no regular income. And this then arises a challenge of income poverty at a household level in South Africa. Then how should we tackle the income poverty problem in order for us over time to address the food insecurity that is rising in South Africa? And I think to address the income poverty is not just an agricultural question, but rather a broader South African economy or socio-economic problem. Because this means that we have to be creating more jobs for people to get employed and be able to earn a living and afford food. It also means that as more people get to work, the households that are either the elderly, the young, that are not in a position to work, or the disabled, we will have a much more larger number of people that as a country we can tax, and then have more available resources to support the households that are unable or are vulnerable and seeing food insecurity challenges. So South Africa has the income poverty problem. And this brings back then to the national policies to say, as a country, we need to think critically about how we can kickstart the economy and create as much work as possible. And I think at an economic or at a macroeconomic level, the plans are clear. They are there. I mean, the Operation Vulindlela that is managed and designed by the colleagues at the National Treasury together with the presidency speaks exactly to that, because it highlights what are the constraints to the South African economy, network industries, and all things that are leading to our economy underperforming. And I think if we move with speed to the implementation of Operation Vulindlela and partnerships with the private sector, we can begin to resolve some of the constraints in our economy and progressively create work and see our economy improving somewhat. And it is through that effort that we will be able to resolve the challenge that we have. Because if we remain with unemployment at a levels that it is in South Africa, over 30%, then it is no wonder that we are seeing a swelling number of households that are food insecure. And this is a problem that should not be tolerated and it should be resolved. The agricultural sector, though, is not going to sit on the side and say, look, we are producing enough food, so we are not part and parcel of this discussion. We actually are part of this discussion. And I think agriculture can create work. It already creates work. There is over 900,000 people that are working in a primary agriculture and over 300,000 people that are working in a value chain of agriculture. But South African agricultural sector is not at capacity. If you read Chapter 6 of the National Development Plan that was published in 2012, it does speak to some of those potential of agriculture. And in fact, studies from the Bureau for Food and Agricultural Policy, BFAP, suggest that we could see the gross value added of this sector expanding by plus 30% if we do a few things. Those few things are outlined in Chapter 6 of the NDP and also outlined in the Agriculture and Agro-Processing Master Plan published in 2022. And most recently, in my book, A Country of Two Agricultures. And some of them are in a newly released book that I co-authored with Professor Johan Kirstein, which is titled The Uncomfortable Truth About South Africa's Agriculture. So we know what needs to be done in South African economy, in South African agriculture to create work and get our sectors robust. And I think it is now time to do that. And of course, land reform in as far as agriculture is part and parcel of that, releasing state land and supporting the farmers, which is also why it is important that when we focus on land reform, we should focus on it primarily to address two problems, which is the restorative justice and the economic growth problem. We cannot only focus on restorative justice and neglect the economic part, because ultimately land reform is mainly meaningful if it does address the problems of South Africa, which is the triple challenge of unemployment, rising poverty and inequality and the low growth. And I think that is what we need to be focusing on as a country in order to see our economy growing and in order to resolve this painful problem of food insecurity in this country. That's the conundrum that South Africa faces. And I think organized agriculture, Department of Agriculture, needs to work to address this. Because if it is not addressed, it risks putting the sector again back into the political and the social conversations that this is a sector that cares about exports without paying attention into the needs of poor South Africans. And I think we must address this problem. Folks, that's what I wanted to cover in the podcast for this week. And again, I must thank the people that make this podcast possible. That is Richard Humphrey, Sam Kokeli, Nelisiwe Chabalala, and Amanda Murimba. And follow them on socials and follow me on socials. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. And follow the publisher of this podcast on socials. That's the Financial Mail, and the podcast at Mkokeli Podcast. Thank you so very much for listening.